Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider, executive leader of Many Hands for Haiti. Tim Brand joins us on today's program to talk about their ongoing work in the island nation. Well, Tim, some exciting news for Many Hands for Haiti as your organization continues to grow. Now 11 years of impacting people in Haiti, and you have a new school coming up.
Yeah, we just announced and started construction on the Sylvan Christian School of Light. And this is a path that we've been on for a while. We've helped 19 schools in the area with feeding programs and teacher training, but we actually haven't operated and run our own school at the primary level. We have run a preschool for PS1, PS2, PS3, which would be like for us preschool, pre-K, and kindergarten, but we haven't run a physical school. And so we've announced that, we've launched that. That'll be open this fall. And for those that don't have reference, again, in Haiti, it's right now estimated from the World Bank that 50% of children do not attend school. And of those 50% that actually do attend school, 30% will not make it through third grade. And we see a drastic change in those numbers in our area based upon the level of education and walking in relationship of families with these families through our programs.
Well, and there's growth that you have scheduled over the next several years as a part of this school as well. Obviously, opening is one thing, but you're continuing to try and expand those opportunities as you build the school up.
So our programming and all these kids I'll be going into the school, we've already spent 6 years with these families, working from what's called the First 1,000 Days program, which is doing 0 to 2-year-old. That's education for the mothers and feeding and nutrition programs. Then moving into what we call our Power to the Parents program, which includes economic development for those parents, adult literacy programs, and then for the kids, the preschool. And so now that these kids will be entering into first grade, the goal will be is that we walk with them from first grade through ninth grade. So every year we'll add a classroom. And so this first phase is first, second, and third grade. And then in about 2 years, we'll open up fourth, fifth, and sixth grade. And then about another 3 years, we'll open up sixth, seventh, and eighth grade. And so this is a long-term strategy over the next decade for our area and for our families.
Well, a lot of this has been made possible by the fact that you've continued to expand your staff and expertise that you have on your board. And that's really made this transition possible. You have a former school leader here in town kind of leading the way on this one.
Yeah, one of the neat things for me is that the fact that we have both representation from Pella Community Schools and Pella Christian Schools. So Daryl DeRider, who is a long-term principal here at the high school level, he's actually on staff now, living full-time in Haiti, and he heads up our education initiatives. Part of why we are able to make these steps is because we know we have great leadership in country. What other people don't necessarily know is that Greg Ebling, who's the superintendent of schools at Pella, he's on our board as well. So you've got, you know, Greg Ebling, who's the superintendent of schools in Pella, and Daryl DeRider, who was high school principal for a long time, working together, which we've seen that in this community is this isn't just this is a Christian school, this is a public school, this is a certain church. This is actually supported by a lot of different businesses, by a lot of churches, a lot of organizations. Central College gets involved as well. And really is a central Iowa community effort that we've seen grow over the past years.
While your operations haven't been directly impacted, talk about what it's been like to try and deal with volunteers and staff at a time when Haiti's had a lot of political turmoil.
Well, that's one of the good things about this is that despite the turmoil, despite all the negativity that's happened, we're able to continue programming and open up a new school. So Haiti's had a long history of political instability dating back to when we as Europeans owned and operated slave trade inside of Haiti. And so for the last 200 plus years, there's been a lot of inner turmoil. And this last one was dealing with elections and a prime minister and a president that were on opposite sides. And in that country, those two hold equal power. And so there was some civil war-ish type things. No war, but like instability with riots and those types of things. So we've had to walk through that, and we've had to take a step back, particularly with our teams, and just say it's not safe at this time for us to go, particularly in February and March. I was just there last week. Things in our area are great, but the state has a restriction on travel in Haiti, and we hope that gets removed. I really hope it gets removed the next week or two, because there's been forward movement. The prime minister was voted out with a vote of no confidence. Marco Rubio, one of our senators, came down and he was helping negotiate some of this peace. And then actually President Moise, who is from Haiti, met with President Trump about a week and a half ago. And so we do see forward progress happening here, and we hope that we can get back to peace to allow our teams to go back. Now, our staff in Haiti has continued on. on just as normal, and we're able to continue to run operations. We just haven't been able to bring teams necessarily down there, which is okay, because again, we operate in a way that the teams aren't critical to the ongoing day-to-day operations. We obviously like the teams to come because it helps support some programs, it helps support some funding, and we believe it's a big thing for people to hear, to see this, so that they can come back and be a voice in their own communities and help get other people to support these initiatives.
And now when you talk about support of these initiatives, you know, just explain to our listeners what has made that possible and how they can contribute to that, whether it's financially or through volunteering.
So we've got quite a few things, and the biggest thing that we talk about is our Love in Action initiative, and we try to be love in action for our people in Haiti. And so that includes sponsorships of families, children in our programs, which would include anywhere from one-year-olds to five-year-olds, and those are a name sponsorship where you get a name of a child, and we walk hand-in-hand with those child for 5 years. We also do program sponsorship of like our First 1,000 Days program that supports mothers and children anywhere from in the womb through the first 2 years of life. Then we also support some farming initiatives. We've got right now some hybrid seed corn that we're testing. We've got some hydroponics plant production that we're testing. We continue to raise goats, and we do things with the husbandry that goes back to those families, and they can support that. So there's a lot of different initiatives that continue to happen. And so when what we need from back here is people that will be advocates for us. Number one is to have places we can go and communicate and talk and share what we're happening. But then the other side is to financially step forward, sponsor a child, sponsor a program, give a Christmas gift at the end of the year, and then go see it for yourself. Come join us on a trip and go look at it, see it, touch it, smell it, and be able to bring that voice back to people that you can influence back here.
Once again, that was Executive Leader of Many Hands for Haiti, Tim Brand. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.